Well, that music means it's time for us to check in with Trent Ferris. He's the public information officer for the York County Sheriff's Office. And good morning to you, Trent.
Good morning. Just a little early. Just a little early. It's fine.
We'll take you at any point in the time in the day.
If you want me at 6, I'll be here. But that's when Manning's here, isn't it?
Yeah. But you will. You have answered the call at many times throughout the day, so we certainly appreciate
that.
Trent, if you can you give us the latest on the water rescue that was underway there in Lake Wylie?
Yeah, tragic is what the word is, comes to mind. It's just, you know, people who were, they had just gotten out on the lake to go
You're always
have
on.
A good time. Have a good time out on the lake, and gentleman jumped off the boat and never came back up. Simple as that. And luckily, we had a pretty good sighting and spotting where he was. And but the night that he had jumped in, it got really dark. And if you know anything about Lake Wylie, below the surface, it's dark. I mean, and in dark conditions for your tenders at the top, and then dark conditions for the divers at the bottom. We had to suspend that until the next morning. And but as soon as daylight broke, we got together back at 9 o'clock, set up, went out there, DNR, brought out a, my gosh, the best boat I've, you know, for divers I've ever seen, where they were easy, enough room for you to get around and all that equipment, and able to get into the water safely. And they went down and recovered him. Prayers for the family. Mm-hmm. But it's a good reminder for everybody that, I mean, this weekend is Memorial Day weekend. It's when everybody starts hitting the lake and going out there, and the 100 deadliest days of summer is coming up, not only for the lake but on the roads. And so we're just asking folks, just be smart. I know you don't want to wear a life jacket. I mean, it's not comfortable, it's not cool, it's not going to give you the best tan in the world, but it will save your life, especially if you're just going to jump off the boat in the middle of a, you know, the lake where it's really, really deep. So life jackets will save lives. All my DNR friends, Captain Charlotte Mayhew, will probably be talking about it ad nauseum throughout the year, especially during the summer, to just wear a life jacket, especially if you're just going to jump off for a few seconds and come back in. Unfortunately, this young man jumped in, and I understand. I talked to one of his family members yesterday. He's really, really good, hard worker. Oh. And it wasn't, and he barely had any kind of time off. And so the one day he takes off ends up in tragedy.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah.
Well, again, prayers for the family, but please, as a reminder, right? Even the best swimmers, it can happen to. You can have some kind of trouble or an issue in the water. And if I'm not mistaken, Trent, correct me if I'm wrong, there needs to be a life vest for every single person on your vessel,
on your boat. Sure does.
Even the best swimmers.
You're going to see a whole bunch of stuff coming from us on our social media pages in the next couple of days and probably throughout the month of May and June. About boater safety, because we know as soon as school gets out, there's going to be more kids out on the lake, and jet skis, and trying to find that bridge over there somewhere and trying to jump off of it, which, you know, we have issues with that every year. So just be smart. 1 second of fun can be tragic really, really, really quick. But have fun, enjoy it, but just do it safely. And that's what we're asking folks to do.
You're telling us that QT is getting better camera, folks.
Yeah, man. So, you know, we have shopliftings all the time during the year. And I remember a couple of years ago, I used to bring in another beer shoplifting.
Always.
Every week. And
the beer cave
was
robbed.
And it kind of got died down a little bit. But this one is different because we've talked about videos and pictures where, you know, you see this person, and it's like, it's a blurry image. It could be Bigfoot walking by. And then, but QT got better cameras because these pictures, and if you go to our Facebook page, are clear as, I mean, you can see his face, facial features and everything. One person has a beard. It's got gray hair in it. So, but on May 15th, between 2:19 and 2:22 a.m., a couple of people stole 3 12-pack cases of Modelo beer from Quick Trip there on Carowinds Boulevard, 249 Carowinds Boulevard. There's 2 Quick Trips up there. Mm-hmm. They left in a dark blue Hyundai Elantra. And then on May 17th, between 3:20 and 3:25 a.m., another person stole 12 two-packs, God, it's a tongue twister, of Modelo beer. and a Four Loko from the same QT and left in the same vehicle. But if you go to our Facebook page, I mean, the three people we put on there, I mean, they just looked at the camera at the right time. And
wow.
Mia, it's really, really, really clear. I mean, one has a hoodie on, but, I mean, you can see his facial features. Somebody's got to know who this person is. And it was only about $104 worth of beer. But still, that's a loss to the business. They didn't pay for it. It's clearly shoplifting. So if you can find those folks, Lieutenant Frame in our, I mean, excuse me, there is a Lieutenant Frame, but there's also a Detective Frame. Detective Frame would like to hear from you at the sheriff's office.
These folks just walked in and walked out like it was nobody's business?
Yeah, like it was free.
Again, it costs the business. And what do we know when shoplifting happens? It will trickle down to us in some form or fashion, the customer.
Right.
The law-abiding customer will end up paying for the mistakes.
I mean,
of
we already
else.
Have enough inflation going on. And,
for sure. Well, let's end on a high note because I've seen these pictures all on social media and I got the alert because I sign up for all of your alerts on my cell phone regarding these scholarships coming to these young people from the Sheriff's Foundation.
Yeah, and I got to go to Clover High School the other night. And every year we give out scholarships to the Sheriff's Foundation of York County. We have the golf tournament in October that raises money for these scholarships. And we give $2,000 scholarships to anybody who wants to apply and also any students of employees that want to apply for the scholarship. And so the 2026 Annual Scholarship Awards reaffirms the commitment of providing educational opportunities for individuals interested in pursuing a career in law enforcement. That could be anything as, you know, studying criminal justice, anything about corrections, forensic science, criminology, social work, nursing, even public affairs, public relations, public information,
please,
anything like that. So, it runs the gamut. Yeah. It doesn't just have to be somebody who's doing criminology or any like criminal justice in school. So anything like that. And we, since 2011, we've given out $310,000 in scholarships to high school students who excel academically. And the five exceptional York County students this year is Clover High School, Ada Franskovich. I said it right. That's Franskovich. I had to say it at the podium last week. So I asked the principal Ferris, two R's, at Clover High School. I said, hey, how do you pronounce his name? And she said, Franskovich. I was like, there you go. Ada Franskovich, Northwestern High School, James Dalton Ligon, Emma Nicone, and Marina Rangel, and then a homeschool student, Rachel Helms, have all received $2,000 scholarships to go to whatever they need for school.
Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. How can folks, parents and young people, take advantage of this maybe for next year? When do the applications go live? Yep. How do they apply for the applications? What does that look like?
We try to do it as early as the before the beginning of the spring semester. And so those anytime between January and I think March. But just go look at it, Sheriff's Office, Sheriff's Foundation page on the YorkCountySheriff.com. That information's on there. And also your school counselor should also have that information about how to apply for those scholarships.
Please do so, especially if you want to enter a career in law enforcement, a very rewarding career. Mm-hmm. And the Sheriff's Foundation here in York County, they're making it a little easier for kids to major in a career in law enforcement and also help your wallet as well.
And hopefully they'll go to college and say, hey, thank you, Sheriff's Office. I want to apply to be a deputy or a detention officer.
I'm sure they will, for sure. Yeah.